From The Prairies by William Cullen Bryant. These are the gardens of the desert. These the unshorn fields, boundless and beautiful, for which the speech of England has no name, the prairies. I behold them for the first, and my heart swells while the dilated sight takes in the encircling vastness. Lo, they stretch in airy undulations, far away, as if the ocean in his gentlest swell stood still, with all his rounded billows fixed and motionless forever. Motionless? No. They are all unchained again. The clouds sweep over with their shadows, and beneath the surface rolls and fluctuates to the eye. Dark hollows seem to glide along and chase the sunny ridges. Still, this great solitude is quick with life. Myriads of insects, gaudy as the flowers they flutter over. Gentle quadrupeds and birds that scarce have learned the fear of man are here, and sliding reptiles of the ground, startlingly beautiful. The graceful deer bounds to the wood at my approach. The bee, a more adventurous colonist than man, with whom he came across the eastern deep, fills the savannas with his murmurings, and hides his sweets as in the golden age within the hollow oak. I listen long to his domestic hum, and think I hear the sound of that advancing multitude which soon shall fill these deserts. From the ground comes up the laugh of children, the soft voice of maidens, and the sweet and solemn hymn of Sabbath worshippers. The low of herds blends with the rustling of the heavy grain over the dark brown furrow. All at once, a fresher wind sweeps by and breaks my dream, and I am in the wilderness alone.